Welcome to the SearchSecurityChannel.com FAQ Guide podcast. This is Elaine Hom, Associate Features Editor. Joining me today is information security expert and book author Joel Scambray. Welcome, Joel.
Hi, Elaine. Thanks. Great to be here.
Today we'll be discussing Joel's FAQ Guide on security site assessments, meaning IT systems and infrastructures. We'll be talking more in-depth about the questions, and you can view the FAQ Guide in full at www.searchsecuritychannel.com/assessment. Joel, what exactly does an assessment entail?
Well, the usual answer is that depends somewhat on the target and the types of assessments that you can do. However, some of the basic fundamental steps or methodologies that you engage in are outlined in my book, Hacking Exposed. And it involves footprinting, trying to determine sort of the scope and the scale of the site to be assessed, scanning, which is then sort of going through and inventorying all of the systems within the infrastructure, enumeration, which is sort of peeling the onion back an extra layer and seeing what services and account and make and model of the services are there. And then you move into attempting to gain access, escalation of privilege, assuming you do get access, covering your tracks if you're doing sort of a real penetration test, you're trying to behave like an actual malicious hacker, and creating backdoors in the system. That's sort of the basic methodology of doing a site security assessment or penetration test, as it's often called.
And, you know, this may be kind of an obvious question, but some of our readers may not realize, what is the point of a site assessment?
Well, there can be a number of points. The one that I've talked about here today as a penetration test is really to give the customer the perspective of a malicious hacker who might be trying to break into their infrastructure for various reasons, financial gain, to discredit the company, etc. So really the idea of a pen test is to give you the devil's advocate view, so to speak. You know, what would a really experienced and dedicated team of individuals do to the site in a limited amount of time?
Okay. And in doing such an assessment, what are the appropriate tools that a security service provider should use?
Well, there are a number of tools that have evolved over, many years, as you might imagine. And you know, one of the simple answers is to go use an internet search engine for the term security tools, and you'll get a whole bunch of listings of different things. But to help the audience out here this morning, looking back over the steps and the methodology, there are a number of tools that are classically used for some of these steps. For example, the footprinting step, you would probably go to the ARIN website, ARIN, American Registry for Internet Numbers, and try to determine what are the scope of the target site's IP infrastructure. You could use tools like WhoisThere as well from your local machine to look at domain name registration information for the site that you're looking at. In terms of scanning, there are a number of popular tools. Probably the most well-known is Nmap for scanning network infrastructures, which not only does the inventory, but also can do all kinds of interesting variations on TCP/IP port scannings that have evolved over the years. A very good tool. For enumeration, there's probably a number of different tools that you can use depending on the platform that you're looking at, whether it be Windows or Unix. And I think for the rest of the steps in the methodology, the tools are kind of platform-specific as well. You look at tools like Lofcrack, which has been a sort of very popular Windows password strength analysis tool over the years. Tools like Netcat that allow you to sort of probe network services and ports on multiple platforms and things like that. So that's sort of a sampling of the tools available. And again, they change and evolve relatively quickly. So I would advocate people sort of checking things out.
Thank you for joining us, Joel.
Great, Elaine. Thank you.
Be sure to check out the FAQ guide at www.searchsecuritychannel.com/assessment. This is Elaine Hom from searchsecuritychannel.com, and thanks for tuning in.